Joining us right now on the program, for those of you who follow BYU football, you're familiar with his work on the field. And now his work's going to be kind of behind the scenes a little bit. Russell Tialavea, former defensive lineman for BYU, is now the assistant director of football operations for the Cougars. Russell, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Awesome, man. Glad to be here.
Now, thing about it, Russell, having you on the radio show kind of scares me a little bit, because when I was covering the team and interviewing you, you weren't real open and didn't talk a lot with us. So I'm hoping that you're going to be a little more gregarious with us. We got B. Logan on here to make you feel comfortable, okay?
They've been giving me training for the last 2 days, so I think I'm ready.
Oh, the media training. We had a lot of media training as players. That's probably why you didn't.
Don't tell these guys anything. Is that what they tell you?
No. Yep. That's in a nutshell, pretty much. These guys are not your friend. They are your enemy. Do not tell them nothing.
Enemy.
They will give all our secrets away
that
to the
hurts.
Opponent, to the other team. No, I'm just playing. They don't say that. Well, kind of.
I'm just really excited Kirtle's not there, too, so it makes it a lot easier. So.
I'm going to tell him you said that. Okay, so Russell, you played at BYU from 05 to 09, went on a mission to Chile, and then came back in 2012 to play your senior year. Since then, academic specialists for the BYU Student Athlete Academic Center, also worked at Heritage Schools in Provo, student affairs intern with BYU Multicultural Student Services, and your degree was in sociology. So what about this job as the assistant director of football operations? What about that job appealed to you?
You know, as a former player at BYU, as just a player playing football, I have a great passion for the sport. I love it. I learned a lot at BYU. I gained a great appreciation for the school. I was very blessed. I learned a lot. It benefited me a lot. And so I just, you know, I always wanted to give back. I want to be in a position where I could help either the players or the staff just to help create a better environment for, you know, people to achieve their goals or objectives. And so that was kind of my goal leaving college after I graduated. And I just got that opportunity to do so. So, I'm excited.
Russell, so fill us in on just some of the roles and responsibilities that you're going to be doing for the program for the kids.
Awesome. Yeah, so I worked previously, before I got this job, I worked as an academic learning specialist, and I got to be one-on-one with the guys, with the players, and I helped them develop roles as far as academically, helped them with their social skills. I was a mentor towards them. And so I'll carry a lot of those responsibilities into this job, and then I'm also helping out with player development as far as, you know, their social behavior on campus here at Provo, helping them transition up with career, they need a job, alumni, and then service coordinator. I'll be doing some of the day-to-day operations. So that's most of what I'll do in a nutshell.
Russell, I know you had interaction with Bronco as a defensive lineman. He specializes in those D linemen. And I wondered about your interview for this job with Bronco. What was that like, and how different was it than your normal interaction with Bronco as a player?
It was more professional than, you know, just walking in his office as a player. You know, when I first played as a player, usually I walked in his office because I got in trouble or something. this was definitely a different environment this time, different atmosphere. But yeah, man, it was exciting. He laid down all the responsibilities, what he expected, and then, you know, it was good. And then I'm just excited. He had confidence in me to take care, to help out with the football program.
Russ, I talked to a few former players and, you know, players that are pretty close to the program, and they're all, excited about the hire. You know, that they believe you'll do great things. And I think I told this story earlier. I'm not sure if I was on air or what, I'm doing too many things, but I remember our conversation that we had last week, you know, yep. with a player, and you're like, hey, man, come drop some knowledge and talk to, you know, this guy about, you know, academics and trying to further his career. Or getting his degree. So it was good, man, to see, you know, you had that having that interaction, and then the next week, you know, hearing the announcement. So it was exciting to see kind of what you were doing pay off. As far as you moving forward and your roles and responsibilities, what would you say your overall goal is moving into this new position?
I think the greatest thing that they probably had trust in me and hiring me in this position is just, my process to BYU. I came in very unprepared, and leaving, I left a completely different person. I learned a lot. I applied all the lessons they kind of taught at BYU, and it's helped me in my life, in my marriage, and professionally working. And I think as far as applying that to this job, helping these students, helping these athletes, learn kind of the process, being patient, understanding that it's not going to happen tomorrow, but with these kind of at-risk players, the guys that come in, these freshmen, returning missionaries, that need to get that transition, I think I'll do a great job just helping them transition so they'll be in a better position to perform, on the field. And that's kind of my goal as I got in to do that first job as an academic specialist, and now I'm in this position where I can do a little bit more, not only academics, but help them with jobs, teach them about experience, the importance of experience, working with operations in football, helping the coaches understand and be more aware of what's going on outside of just football, with academics, with their social behavior, how they're behaving. And so I think my passion is right there, along with, the organization of all these day-to-day operations as well.
We're talking to Russell Tialavea, former Cougar and now the assistant director of football operations at BYU. Russell, I wonder if the casual fan realizes that how much of the infrastructure and behind-the-scenes kind of work that gets done in the football program, because they see the product on the field, they see the guys that are stars, maybe go on to the NFL or something, but the bulk of the guys that go through the program are going to have to make a living doing something else. That's just the facts, the way it works. How does it feel to be part of that process, to know that a lot of the work that you're going to do will be appreciated by that individual player, but it's not going to be, getting out there. It's not going to be what people are talking about when they talk about the BYU program.
I just find fulfillment and watching these guys come in, develop, and I've seen this past year just working here. And that's all I need personally, because I've seen it in my life, and when these guys come in, especially at BYU, it's a different atmosphere. We all know this. We're bringing in guys, a lot of guys with a physical nature. They have to adjust. They have to learn how to live by the rules, get good grades. BYU is a very challenging university. And so when I see guys coming in struggling, and then I see them challenge, I see them take that on and then apply it in their lives, and then, a year, two, 3 years, maybe even after they graduate, they see the blessings of what they put in. Man, that's the greatest fulfillment. And I don't care what other people think. as long as I know that's happening here at BYU and that's my focus with my other responsibilities, that's what I'm here for.
That's all that matters, man. Store up treasures in heaven, Russ, I heard that you were going to have a role with just alumni relationships and, maybe bridging the gap there. I know you didn't really specify that a few minutes ago, but is that going to be a part of your duties and responsibilities?
Yeah, I'll be helping out with alumni networking, relations, keep in contact with you guys, make sure they're feeling love. I play with a lot of guys. I play with UB. And so I told them, man, I'm going to start inviting these guys to play basketball, football tournaments, and, just tell them what's up and show them that I can still play. I got invited to some golf tournament, man. I have no idea how to play golf, so I'm going to have to learn to do that. But, yeah, we just, BYU is we're supported by our alumni. We have a lot of people that love this program. And so I'll just be another addition to the staff to help reach out to these guys, to help them make sure that, they feel like they're still part of the program. And so,
Russell,
I'll just be a part of that, helping out.
Yeah, Russell, let's ask you about the defensive line. That's something that's near and dear to your heart, having played there. Most of the guys coming back from last year's team, other than Marcus Johnson, everybody else coming back, specifically Bronson Kafusi, expect to have a big year. How do you see this defensive line shaping up next year for the Cougars?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're doing really good. Our defensive line has experience now. Bronson's, he's almost to the end of his career. We got Travis, who's been holding the middle of the line for a while. We got Logan, Remington Peck. All these guys are very experienced. And the thing with our defense, our defensive line usually excels when we got experience, because the most important thing is just being sound, technique, and holding that two-gap, holding your gap so, you know, our linebackers can make plays, our outside guys can stay unblocked, and we're always really successful. I remember Rodney, me, Ethan Manamaliuna, and we had Ziggy. We were really successful that 2012 year because we weren't, you know, Ziggy was a freak, but we weren't the most gifted, but we knew our position, we were experienced in it, and we held our gaps every play, and we held the run. I think on our 100 yards, I think that was our average, but that's what I see this year. It's really experience, and so it'll be fun to watch to see how they do. I know Travis is the man in the middle. I take pride in that because I played that position 3 years. It's tough, man.
Russell, you talked about Ziggy Ansah, and it seems like, if I remember the timing right, you might have been around when he first showed up, and then you went on a mission. You came back for his senior year. Was that kind of how it was?
Yeah, I played basketball with him. I didn't even know he was trying out for the team before my mission. I saw him jump out of the gym. I couldn't believe how athletic he was, and I came back, and I was like, hey, man, I remember that guy in the gym. I'm sure he'll do good.
Yeah, it must have just blown you away, though, the kind of progress he made to go from a guy who didn't know how to put on his pads to a first-round NFL draft choice.
Yeah, that was a fun process to watch. I didn't watch the whole. I think I missed 2 years of it, but, man, just playing with him that last year was fun.
Yeah, those 2 years was, you know, definitely impacted my life with you not being there my senior year. My senior year.
Way to go, Ross.
I've said some things internally like, man, how could this guy be so selfish? Selfish, going his mission. I don't even have a pass rush. 2010. No, but you know, it's very interesting. You know, talk about that a little bit more. Most guys that come into BYU, and that's in any sport, usually they're going to go right out of high school, or they're going to, you know, play a year. It took you a couple years to make that decision. You know, walk us through that process and how you came about deciding to go after 3 years.
Yeah, and when I first came in, I was a little rough around the edges. You know, it was a hard transition for me. I always intended to serve a mission, but as I got into it, I started playing. You know, that completely just left my mind. But, you know, just being around the program, being around the coaches, the players, they influenced me a lot. I started doing certain things, you know, and those certain things, those small things, started seeing differences in my life, changed my life. And it's just, you know, I just felt a prompting at the time. I think it was early 2009. I just felt the need to serve a mission. It was very selfish of me for the team. I know I told myself, I think it was 2 months before fall season. Hey, coach, I got to go on a mission, man. That's all I can do. That's what I feel in my heart. And he's like, all right, man. He started crying. And, you know, that's where I saw Coach Mendel's passion. And that's when I jumped on board. I know he loves his players. I know he wants what's best, and he's not only there for football, but he's there 100% for football at the same time. Yeah, I left on my mission 3 years in, man, and came back, and now I'm here, you know.
Well, Russ, we appreciate you coming on the program. Best of luck to you in your new assignment, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you around as the season gets going, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Russell Tialavea. Former Cougar, who is now the assistant director of football operations, and